the tool is designed to generate components designed for scale components, right? And so the output of the functionality of the software is the component design. To the extent that,
excuse me, how is this different from Photoshop? If I download Photoshop and I pay for the license, I download Photoshop, I go in, I download Photo, and I use Photoshop to take out the red eye, smooth over some wrinkles, and then I cut out a photograph. Is that photograph copyright protected?
Well, I would say, likely no.
Start with the answer.
No. I think it's protected as the person who made the edits to the photographs. That's Photoshop itself. Well, the reason is because there is so much creative content that is added to the product when it comes out of the software.
Did you test the creative content that's added to the product? It's not entitled to copyright protection, but if creative content is added, then copyright protection extends to the product. I'm really trying to question. You're asking us to confront an issue of first impression. I want to know what your proposed test is as opposed to. What's your proposed test? Certain outputs are entitled to copyright protection. Why is that the case?
I think that certain outputs are entitled to copyright, especially when you can, one, tie some sort of creative expression that's included in that output and tie it to having emanated from the software.
So does anything creative expression of what is 80% creative expression of the input or the worst part of your 20% of yours is entitled to copyright protection?
Probably not.
So what's the test?
Well, I think the test is probably predominantly the expression that is I believe the output would be protected to the extent that it included creative expression that benefits the software that was embodied in the output. However, if there is additional creative content added to the output by a user, then if the proportionality is unbounded in two ways, too heavily in favor of the user, it could, under the abstraction filtration test, perhaps, sounds being not original and could not protect it. However, if you can look at the core itself, it seems so complicated. And you need case by case, where if you have a really great program, it's a really great tool, and you charge people a lot of money to use it, and then whatever they say about its papers, that will make a lot more sense. Well, it's in any regard for people that it certainly is simpler, but what it doesn't do is it doesn't honor the creative expression that was present on it. It can if you charge a whole lot of money for it and people really like it. But the problem is we're in this situation where creative expression that is added to the expression of the component design that is unnecessary to actually express the user design. Additional expression that is added in has been exported, copied by people outside the United States and imported back into the country against the will without the approval of our client and to their detriment. And
why should that make a difference? On your argument that the cost of this particular cable system is particular.
Well, because the public policy question.
So if it was in Medicare, could have been able to do it themselves if they were domestic, using your copyright program and produce a product, would that product be copyrighted?
Yes, it would, but they would likely be
Let's assume they were just local band copying with a product.
The product would still be protected. We're not proposing interpretation of it.
Thank you.
is hold protection in the output. So, if we were to hold the consumer protection in the output, and then also say this is de minimis, which seems to me to seem to be inconsistent, the program has a lot of value, you can sell it for a lot of money, that's where people make the money, and for people to tell them whether they use it or not, they would have gotten, they should have gotten money for that, but they didn't, right?
You know, if I thought of the business systems, the program,
you see, well, I think everyone downloads it, everyone else copies it, you're supposed to, if you do it right, what you're supposed to pay for it, right?
Well, what you do also is, right, it's a free website.
Well, that would be, there's, that makes sense. And I'm just being clear, because they said that there is no free downloading from a website, so that's your client side, if there was another side, and then what's if there another side?
If you, website interiors, you can do this, if you quickly sell them, what's that, if you were to actually do that, and then you
can add, right? Well,
you can do that, and then you can sell it to cost interiors.
But the judge already did not find in this case that it was undisputed that they didn't put it in for free and appropriately. He found that it was, he found that they, he found that they abandoned it appropriately to whom they were. It wasn't a matter of something to the downloading. If you're asking us to find that the downloading was okay, I think you're asking us to find something that's true or didn't find.
We can move on from there.
Well, I thought I was going to, I just don't see something that's wrong.
So, I mean, I think your position is we downloaded it, we sent it in, and it's going to be destroyed. But it doesn't matter because we never used it.
Well, so you can do that.
I'm not speaking.
No, I'm not so sorry to speak to you.
Well, I'm going to go to the car and you're going to do it. You know, that maybe
it's, you could go
far. I understand. I started doing this. Software, I just want to say this with self-promotion. So that's the that's the most common thing. They also, they have a track thing on their website, something like that software, too.
Yes, that's because the controls and the contract are together.
Well,
they don't know if it's a self-promotion or self-promotion.
Let's assume for speaking that this is a copyright violation to copy it. Let's forge what you want to test for the minimum structure. It depends on the parts of every case in which the copyrighted material is either used.
That's the exact case of the case.
But it's a use case. That's not a copying case. The case is set.
So let's say that it's a consumer document. What is used and what is copied?
And I understand that if you're making a use argument in your case, then being used means that there's no liability, but I'm only looking at copies. What if one case says it had to have used the copy case?
And that first, again, there's no such thing as use. This case exclusively to use is the duplication.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, well, this is a duplication. It's not part of the use of the copy. So, the test is you're looking at the use of it.
So then, in the target case, it says the use is the duplication, right?
That's not the case of the copy. The question is, how much do you use that?
Your position, however we express it in technical terms, is that duplication is okay if you don't have it for use. Yes?
Yes. That's the intention of understanding that it was, and I never intended to use it. I mean, it's not just looking at one way from the technical terms, but
the software operation on theory of copyright.
So, since software,
yes, since operation on theory of copyright, I can copy anything that's copyrighted, and then I'll sign it for that by filing the copyright.
The key is seeking anything that's been copyrighted on there. So, it's about balance.
That's right. Well, but there is a statutory damage to it, where the copyright owner can't do this for damage,
right? Yes, that's the only damage, but we cannot do this for yes, there is no book comes to copyright owner. Software, free copy. Yes, your free copy of your free copy. I think you need to use serious in this free copy that you're supposed to be doing. It shows that copy has no effect on copyright owner.
That's why I have a student. I have the Chinese subcontractor and get a hold of an unauthorized copy of this list.
We don't know.
You don't know how they got that. Did you know that they were using that program to produce detailed plans?
Yes, that's what they told us. In our contract, the 4-hour contract, he promised to use Osler's copies, purchase copies of the plans. We were told so far, we don't know if that's going to be true or not. So the process is just what we're arguing.
And the detailed plans that were spun out by your Chinese subcontractor were transferred to the United States?
Yes.
So, essentially for distribution and sales of your products?
Yes, it's a distribution issue.
Part of the record doesn't show that you did not know that they were using an unauthorized copy.
Oh, that is a declaration by our client. We specified in our facts in the second
motion. Did you ever ask the Chinese company if they had a license to use SPST?
Yes. That's what the declaration says. That's what the declaration says.
And did you check that with Design Day?
I'm
going to set a question that your Chinese subcontractor says, oh, we have an authorized copy. In other words, we purchased a license of the company. Did you ask Design Data?
No, because that software contractor, they can use their device, which is their software. And then they can read that to them. And then in many instances, what they use is
Why did that care what product was being used to produce these drones?
Sometimes because the customer specifies the customer said, hey, I use your SPST or AutoCAD, then we'll check the contract and we'll use the product to use AutoCAD.
And there's clients who were who paid money for these design drawings that came out of the CAD program, were they under the impression that it was the result of authorized use?
Yes. And they always demand their own contract outside of
Will these detailed plans be back from your Chinese subcontractor? Yes. Was the way to tell what program was used to produce them?
Yes, you do
have a follow-up question. It's pretty obvious. Did your client do that? What program did they determine had been used to produce the drawings?
There are some experts in this person.
SDS2, right?
This person is the example. He did like 80 credits for this 5 credits, and it is determined to have used SDS2 as a small portion to tell them.
Was there advertising, as I understand it, something on your firm's website or in their materials said to use SDS2?
Yes. We have done some of the CAD and other programs
from the catalog with the programs that you used in the modern SDS2.
Yes, that's what SDS2 is. So
you say we use SDS2.
This is your best today if you don't use SDS2. Well, it's a teacher. I'll talk to you in your
ear. Just like this is on your website, just.
The website is the best of your career. You know, we need to argue about the question. You're going to want to say, just be on one minute. This is the answer. I don't think the field has any more questions about any. There seem to be a few other questions. I'll give you one minute. Make your point about this.
that's the point that D.C. admitted that the digital files are not a copy of FDS2. That is true, because it's not a full copy of FDS2. The image files are derivative works, and they are copied. They are works that include a copy of some of the expressive content out of FDS2. So saying that one copy doesn't change the analysis at all. The program operates based on having its own database, its own universe of building codes. And so the detailer using the software inputs data that then is calculated within the software to generate a design that fits their basic needs.
Okay, but their basic needs are not something that's in your creative program.
What?
Their basic needs are what the architect or the building designer says there and says, I want a building that does the following things for my client, looks the following way. Right? I'll be able to understand it. You'll tell me what codes require, what kind of design needs to come. You recognize part of this is your creative ability.
Yes.
And part of this is the way you make it work for other people. You can analyze the creativity on the part of it, but not all that's just creativity. So my question is this.
Well, we're focused on the expressive content that is not in the actual design of the component. For example, the component is a straight box. Say the component that is used as the design is a box. You need a piece of the side box just to make it simple. Based on the data that's included by the user, that piece that is expressed, it's a box. But around that box, in the expression of the box, there is expressive content, for example, in fonts used, or in colors used, or in the way certain words are phrased, or the way the comment box is shaped, or the placement of certain components around the box. The box is the box is the box. We talk about the box. And we're talking about everything that comes with the box, expresses the box.
So my question is, my question is, can we talk about that?
We're arguing for protection of the copyrightable expression that appears in the image files, and doing it is just output. The person can use the matter of muddies the waters because so many different types of outputs have already been protected, and the way to resolve it is with the abstraction filtration comparison test. You look at a particular image file that comes in, and you say, it will come out, that is the component, and look at the other expressive content that is included, and you see it's reflected there that emanated from the software, and let's run that expressive content through the test and see if any protectable subject matter remains. And that is a precise analysis that the lower court never even engaged in.
One more question for you on this. Can you cite me a single computer program case that applies this test?
Well, if there's more, I thought.
I bet you there's a certain test that's dependable on
here. All of the tests that apply to care software these days, they talk about the filtration of the text.
Yes, and the question is, right? How many of those are just next to me or you? That's a high computer, and a rare case that's a test for a soft.
The closest thing that we have found that is on point is for a soft.
Okay. I agree with you. It's just not the first time what the scene is out there. So I understand your arguments, and I'm just trying to find out whether or not the Taurus or the Jimmy find any case in which it was issued with respect to the behavior of the plaintiffs. Take the answer as you know or not. I think the question is where you're sitting.
Yes. And there were two other points that you'd like to go over. I have two questions. I'm going to call it. Because I'm trying to determine which of the three questions is the first. Either at the most, the question is, are the plaintiffs themselves independent of your institution? No. If three versus CDS are responding to the same way we'd like to do it, or so, I think that demonstrates that there is a